It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
The great, and I mean that sincerely, the guy that keeps is the glue that keeps everything together, Paulie Rosenberg.
We have to make sure that there's going to be a DH in the NL. That would be the first thing, Lords.
Now, if there's a... Well, how about that? We have a little voice situation here.
Let's rock and let's roll, baby! Triple V, Rosie, Rose all day. Paul Rosenberg, he's back with you again on The Fan. On an early Sunday morning, the 3rd of November, the year is 2024. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call or text. Paul's randomness on Twitter/X if you want to reach me on social media. Stream us live on the Free Odyssey app, the F-R-E-E Free Odyssey app as well. Rami LaVie on the other side of the glass, and I'm here for a solid count them up. 1, 2, 3 hours right up until the Odyssey Public Affairs Program comes your way at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan in New York City. And we hit the post, just about. Good morning, everybody. So much to get into. Plenty of time to do it in. Football Sunday, Giants and Commanders. That's at 1 o'clock. Hoops is back. Paulie Pucks will make an appearance tonight, but we will start with the sport that never seems to go away in the city. Of course, that is baseball. The hot stove heats up again on Saturday. We will get to that. But what I want to do for a few minutes at the start of the show is focus on the Yankees and their loss to the Dodgers. And for some reason, the unwillingness of fans not to blame players, but only blame ownership and managers. And let me make this perfectly clear as I start the show. Aaron Boone did not lose the World Series for the Yankees. Brian Cashman did not lose the World Series for the Yankees. Do you know who lost the World Series for the Yankees? The players. Aaron Judge, he lost it. Anthony Volpe, he lost it. Jazz Chisholm, he lost it. Anthony Rizzo, he lost it. Gerrit Cole, he lost it. And the list goes on and on and on as to the answer of why the Yankees got bounced in 5 games. And let's be real. We'll call a spade on this early Sunday morning. If Aaron Judge's name was Trent Grisham, he would have been cut the following day. That would be Thursday. If Aaron Judge wasn't Aaron Judge, he wouldn't be on the team anymore. That's how egregious and inexcusable that was from the captain. Dropping an easy fly ball. And I don't want to hear that he got lost in the lights or any other excuses. Egregious. Anthony Volpe and Jazz Chisholm not knowing how to field or throw or catch a ball. Gerrit Cole not knowing to cover first base. Perhaps the most egregious error of them all in the fifth inning from hell during game five of the 2024 World Series. And you all know this. The people listening to my voice right now, driving around at 3 a.m. when maybe it should be 4 a.m., but it's 3 a.m. because it's daylight savings time, or at least it ended. You know that. You're smart. Why do you continuously bitch and complain that the Yankees can never win and they won't win as long as Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman are leading the team? If the players did their jobs, the Yankees might have been playing in a game seven this weekend. If they did their jobs, they did not do their jobs. Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, Hal Steinbrenner, this is not on them. This is on the players who failed miserably when it mattered the most. 888-808-1019 is the number to get involved in the conversation. If you want to quibble with some of Aaron Boone's decisions throughout the series, I can entertain and have that discussion with you. But save me with the other stuff. There is one main culprit for this. And it's not Aaron Boone. It's the other Aaron. It's the captain, Aaron Judge, number 99, who went 4-for-18 in the World Series with 7 strikeouts and 3 RBIs. For the postseason, he went 9-for-49. 9-for-49! 184 is the batting average. He struck out 20 times. Aaron Judge struck out 20 times. Out of the 9 hits, 3 of them were home runs. And listen, I know there were homers are cool. In Cleveland against Emmanuel Clase, I understand that. But Aaron Judge continuously fails in big moment after big moment after big moment, over and over and over again. How do you think he feels that Giancarlo Stanton is lapping him in Yankees legacy right now? Because that's what's happening. Say what you want about Giancarlo Stanton during the regular season. Right now, and it's not a lot to go on because they haven't won anything, and it will be 16 years.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, based on just legacy and the importance of the player to the franchise, Giancarlo Stanton is a more important Yankee to their success than Aaron Judge. And that is clear to me. In 58 postseason games that Aaron Judge has played in, he's batting 205, 16 home runs, 34 RBIs, and 86 strikeouts. This is in 58 postseason games. 205, 34 RBIs, 86 strikeouts. Do you really think getting another manager or getting another GM is going to solve that? The answer is no. He has to figure this out. Aaron Judge, who might be one of the greatest players in our generation, that is going down a track maybe similar to Ken Griffey Jr., who was an incredible ball player, face of the league, and never won a damn thing. We are past the point of a small sample size with Aaron Judge. We're past that. He can't get it done in the big spot. And over and over and over again, you can have discussions, and we can have discussions throughout the next 2 hours and 45 some odd minutes about the value of Aaron Judge to the Yankees in the regular season versus the value of Giancarlo Stanton in the postseason and the Juan Soto situation and everything and Gerrit Cole and him opting out. We can have all this conversation and discussion. If Aaron Judge played like Aaron Judge in the regular season, the Yankees would have had a far better chance of beating the Dodgers. Far better. And he can't get it done. He's not going anywhere, guys. He's making $40 million a year for a while. He will be on the Yankees for a long time to come. How are Yankee fans going to feel that despite everything that Aaron Judge does during the regular season, the Judge's chambers, the mammoth home runs, the catches, and by the way, an inning or two innings before that, the guy makes an incredible catch on Freddie Freeman in center field. So it is there. But you can't have that incredible catch followed up by dropping a ball in a World Series game with your team's life on the line. Cannot happen. And unfortunately, it did for number 99 and Aaron Judge. And you have to think, not only with Aaron Judge's lack of production, with everything surrounding Gerrit Cole and him getting taken out at 88 pitches and whether he was tired or not, and him not knowing and having, frankly, a brain fart not covering first base. Will this have an impact on what Juan Soto will do? Is Juan Soto looking at this team and looking at the Yankees and looking at their failures that happened in the World Series? And if you want to say that they faced nobody in the Royals and the Guardians, you can have that argument. But to be fair, they're playing who's in front of them. That's the bottom line. But will their lack of will, lack of heart almost, lack of determination in the World Series against the Dodgers, will that have an impact on what Juan Soto is thinking? Is Juan Soto, who obviously is a free agent, is he looking at the Yankees and looking at what happened in the Bronx this past postseason and saying, you know what? I'm seeing everything going on right now. Aaron's not getting it done. Giancarlo was amazing, but you're relying on his health to get you through it. Do I really want to spend the next 8 to 10 years here, no matter how much money they give me? Or should I go and really survey the landscape and see what is my best option to win another World Series championship. Whether that's the Mets, the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Orioles, the Blue Jays, he's going to get a ton of money. Listen, if it comes down to straight money, he's going to sign with the Mets. Because Steve Cohen has the most money, and he's going to offer Juan Soto an absurd contract. Whether it's a regular contract, the Shohei Ohtani deferred contract, he has the most money, he's going to offer the most money. If he wants that, he's going to be in Flushing. If he doesn't, then there's a lot of things that Juan Soto's taking into consideration. And I want to know what those things are. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to get involved. Aaron Judge, what is his legacy as a Yankee if he continues down this path of failing in the postseason? We'll have that discussion. Again, 58 postseason games, 205, 16 home runs, 86 strikeouts. What does Aaron Judge's legacy look like compared to Giancarlo Stanton? Who, by the way, gets killed every single regular season, and the guy carried the Yankees the entire postseason. We'll get into that. We will get into, as I mentioned earlier, the Giants and the Commanders playing on Sunday afternoon in just about 9-10 hours, if I can do math correctly. We will get into that. Paulie Pucks will make an appearance. Rangers, Isles, Devils. That will be a topic of conversation. We will go into the other team in Flushing, the New York Mets and their situation. Sean Manaea, he opted out. Rotation looking a little thin right now. And of course, McMonagle mentioned this earlier. It would not be a show with Rosie if there wasn't a few bits of fun along the way. A few things will hit. Then we'll take a break. Then we'll get right to your calls at 888-808-1019. Someone tell me, what is the point of daylight savings time? And did anyone actually realize it ended today? Should daylight savings time be abolished? Favorite Halloween candies we're going to get into. Chocolate, non-chocolate. And we're going to get into Peanut the Squirrel. And if you don't know who Peanut the Squirrel is, Google, research. We're going to get into that at one point in the next 2.5 hours. 888-808-1019. The phone lines are open. They are starting to fill. Get on board. Rosie on the Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.